Hello, and welcome to episode number 20. 20 episodes. Unreal, eh? Today's a special one. Today I have a guest. The guest is not actually with me. We are doing this over old school Skype, so hopefully the recording comes out. I'm just recording the intro before we kick off anyway. The guest isn't even from this country. The guest is from Portugal. The guest is actually my cousin, and I won't say too much. I will let her give a little introduction when we get round to recording this when she comes online anyway. But yeah, a slightly different episode. One which I imagine we're just going to have a conversation. And just see where it goes. She's been on a bit of a journey, which she will talk about. What she wants to talk about is entirely up to her. And we'll just see how it goes. But yes, episode number 20. Thank you for tuning in. And the next voices you hear will be mine and hers as we discuss all things international health and fitness, shall we say. So, welcome. I've given you a little introduction anyway, but I would like you to introduce yourself to the world of Townsend Training Podcast, and let people know what it is that you do, your story, and a little bit about yourself. Off you go. Off you go.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on here. Well, as you know, because we're cousins, I was born here in Portugal and grew up here through schooling and everything up until 18. Always had a passion for acting. Since I was about 4 years old, I remember somebody asking me what I wanted to do when I was older, and I just said, an actress. And it just stuck with me for the rest of my life, really. And then I moved to London at 18 to go to drama school. Absolutely amazing experience. Met the most amazing people that I'm still really good friends with. The best friends ever. And and then after that, I finished drama school. So I was there for 3 years. I did a foundation course in acting. Then I did a 2-year professional acting course. And then after that, I did things like pantomime, looked after some children, doing nannying. Just sort of got by, really. And then lastly, I was working at the London Dungeon as a scare actor. That was brilliant. That was like my favourite job ever. And then the last job I had before I moved back to Portugal was working in a David Lloyd gym and a kids club, doing creche and organising kids parties. And then yeah, I just moved back to Portugal after a bit of a rough time and, started up a voiceover career.
Nice. And that's now what you do, isn't it? Do like voicing and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what I do. I work from home. All I need is my laptop and my microphone, and I get work through a freelance website. Something different every day.
And there are some funny videos that I have seen of you doing your different accent. So for people that won't have seen them, I'll let you put your like social media stuff on at the end. Remind me so you can put it on there. But there's videos on there that are a good few minutes long, which go in and out of about 15 different like accents all over the place. And they are quite funny to watch, actually. They are really funny to watch.
I love them. I have such a passion for doing them. I could try and do the Essex one as well,
Yeah, so for those that didn't catch it, we are cousins. I have seen you on stage and stuff like that, which is very odd. And then we haven't actually seen, like, the last time I was over there was, we were chatting for a few minutes before, was about 15 years ago, but I've seen you over here since then. Like, I can't remember the last time I actually saw you.
I think it must be about 10 years. That's terrible, isn't it? Because you've been married and have children since then.
I've been married 6 years. Bradley's six. So, yeah, it's certainly more than that. You have obviously been on a bit of a journey since then.
Emotional roller coaster.
Acting and all that stuff aside, which looks like it's going really well. Is you move back over there, and then as we talked about earlier, you have since been over there lost somewhere in the region of about 12 to 14 kilograms from when you moved over there, which is like unbelievable.
It's an incredible journey, like you say. It's mind-blowing when you put it into that amount over all that time.
And I think people only sometimes, like, if I told you to go and pick something up that was like 14 kilos, and it's only then that you actually realize like what that actually, like if you go into the gym and pick up a plate and go, wow, I was carrying that around with me, like it's only then when you actually realize.
It's a good way of thinking about it, actually. It's like a whole nother person I was carrying around. That's what it almost feels like.
It'd be like carrying one of my little boys around.
Yeah,
I think they're about like
stick them on my shoulders.
Yeah,
obviously, supermarket.
Yeah, I'm coming out there of 25 days. Not that I'm counting.
25 days. Yeah,
I'll give you one to have for the day, and you can carry him around all day long and see
I'll do
the difference.
Some squats.
Yeah, but yeah, so like we won't go into like the whole why you moved back over there, but then you was on like some medications and all that sort of bits and pieces and stuff like that.
It was hard because the medication just made me put on so much weight, and that just lost my confidence, really.
Yeah, and confidence is a big one, like psychologically, and I'm certainly not a psychologist or anything like that, but like I've got a little bit from what I've seen in bits and pieces, and that is the first bit. So how did you change your, like the way you think or your mindset to start your journey, if at all?
Well, I think for like quite some time I was still recovering, so physically I wasn't able to do it because I was so drained and the medication just made me so sleepy,
which would affect you as well.
And it affects you, you know, when I looked in the mirror and I just didn't want to look back at what I saw. I just didn't like seeing it, and it wasn't all about seeing it, it was about feeling it. As well.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, which is a huge thing. And then somebody told me about this lovely Australian lady who was living here at the time a few years back, and got on board with her as a trainer, and she really changed my mindset of what it means to train, not just, you know, working out because you have to, or
made it enjoyable,
you know, made it enjoyable. Yeah. And she's since become a friend, and she's a life coach, really. I couldn't have done it without the help of my parents as well, for putting me through the training, like financially.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I started, I think it was 2016.
Then
ever since she's moved back to Australia, but we'd carried on online, and unfortunately I wasn't able to afford it after that, but it really like just it put me in a different zone, really, and then I'd just been doing a lot of it myself since then,
because it brought you made you enjoy it, I guess, like, and that's the big thing, like if you didn't enjoy it you wouldn't have carried on, like like why would you? It makes no sense.
And I never thought I'd be able to be lifting 50 kilo weights, like, on the bar.
Yeah.
And I was doing, you know, deadlifts and stuff. I was like, what? This is mad. Yeah. So I can do this.
Like, I don't know who this lady is, but, like, it sounds like the sort of, like, she's doing the right things, the right movement, like, or not the right, but what the ways that I would sort of do it as well. Like, doing big movements, deadlifts, doing the right movements, and not just saying, yeah, cool, you've got to go out running every day.
Yeah, like, exactly. As a kid, I hated running. Like, cross-country, the thought of running would just scare me. Yeah. Like, in school, I could never have done that.
But having
the right techniques, like you say, to do it and implement them properly and carefully as well, safely.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, this is me from a coaching point of view, and I say it, is having someone there just to keep you on track and just to bounce ideas off as well, I think. Is where a big thing is, people, like we said it before, like people know what to, like you know roughly what you need to do, but it's having someone there, not to make you, not to make you do it, but to go, I am going to do it actually, because they're helping me do that, and that they're making it enjoyable for me, and I'm actually going to achieve this, like, almost like a little team together.
Yeah, and it was never about having an instant goal, like we spoke about this before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like the crash dieting, we'll that on, sort of thing. Because, sorry, no. It never works. Sorry, do you want to edit? I don't know if you want to edit that.
You are good.
Out. Sorry.
So it's the whole long-term approach. And that's, like we said earlier, that's what you've done. Like, yeah. I think you said, like, it's taken me a while, but that's the best way of doing it.
Yeah, 100%
the best way of doing it is, and the reason, and you've almost proved it, because you're still going.
Yeah, like it's not a quick fix for me. It's a lifestyle
change.
Long journey, yeah.
Like 3 years on, you're still going, and you're still going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Whereas if you played it out another way and, like, followed one of these, cool, I'm going to put you on a bar and shake diet for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, would you have dropped weight? Yeah, of course you would have done. You would have dropped your calories. It would have dropped weight. But, like, I don't know. But my guess is you would rebound, because you can't. Do you want to live off bars and shakes for the rest of your life? Like, no. Like, who does?
I love my food.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it's brilliant, especially here in Portugal. We have such fresh fruit everywhere and veg and, yeah, I love food.
And it, like, the rebound effects off crash diets are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure you've seen enough of those in your time.
Yeah, it's the long-term approach that you've done, like, slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race, because you just keep going and you enjoy it and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So you said something there about Portugal, but have you noticed any differences in, like, do you think it's easier to pick healthier choices in Portugal or England? Is there even a difference?
It's weird that you say that, actually, because funny enough, when I go back now, I do find fruit and veg a little bit tasteless. When I feel like I've got, you know, it doesn't feel as nutritious.
Over in England?
Like, for the actual taste of things as well. It's weird how different my taste buds have maybe adjusted. But also, I don't know, it's weird, because in England you can go out and if you're on the run, you can buy, say, a fruit bar or a pot of fruit or something. But here it seems to be a lot of, like, pastries, that kind of thing. Like, if you want to grab something on the go and you just need to, it's harder, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting.
Yeah.
So what sort of exercises and stuff do you do? Like, are you a member of a gym? Like, for those that don't know, you live out in the middle of nowhere, in countryside. In a nice remote place, and it is...
In the wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. No, I did join a gym when I first moved back for like a month. I know that whenever I do that, I never go. Just wanted to train outdoors as well. I started to go to boot camps over the years, beach boot camps, which has been amazing. I've met so many new people through that as well. Beach boxing, boxer size has been really cool.
Yeah.
But I do tend to join, like, I'm doing legs, bums and tums on a Monday. And then I'm now back training in time for my sister's wedding coming up soon.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, you're not able to make.
No, but the kids are back in school by then, aren't they?
So,
yeah, we'll be out there for the bit before.
Exactly. We'll have a nice family time. But, I've got some money for my birthday, so I've put it towards some training with a lady who's since become a friend as well. So
nice. That's cool.
Doing that once a week at the moment. Hopefully I'll ramp it up to twice a week, but I'm doing her classes as well. So, a mixture of things. We get to do it in a park, so it's great.
Nice. This sounds like the job I do. running people around the field with all sorts of different stuff and equipment and stuff like that.
Tires and all sorts.
Yeah, whatever you can get your hands on, really.
Yeah.
Did you, like, going back to 2016-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Did you take part in group classes then, or not?
I did do some Zumba classes, but like I said before, I didn't have the confidence. Like, I looked in the mirror and I didn't, because you were doing the dances in front of the mirror, I thought, God, I don't want to look at myself doing it. I'd rather just do it, you know, behind closed doors, but until I'm confident enough to do it. Yeah. And then I have now since done Zumba and stuff, and absolutely love Zumba, but
Do you see a benefit doing it in a group environment or not?
Like, do you get absolutely, like, support 100%.
Of everyone in the same sort of journey?
Yeah, and And it's interesting because people, you think people are looking at you, but everyone's getting on with whatever they're doing. Yeah. They're not looking at you. People, everyone's there for whatever reason they're there for, whether it's mindfully, you know, to get your headspace in the right place.
Yeah, people have all different reasons, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's socially as well. Like, you'd have a coffee afterwards, or you'd arrange to meet.
I'm sure half my members. So. Yeah, half my members only come for a chat, and they won't mind me saying it. but people do, don't they? They go for different, like, they go for social reasons. That, you know, people don't. They're not all there to lose body weight or lose body fat. Some people are there to keep fit, generally keep their heart healthy, and all that sort of thing. Or just the enjoyment of being around other people and meeting new people.
Yeah, no, 100%. I've met so many different people from all walks of life as well. And I always felt like moving back here, I was a bit stuck in the rut, especially where we live. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, but the downfall is that you
haven't got any neighbours
all the time. Yeah, you don't have many neighbours or that sort of thing. And you do get to meet new people, which is fantastic. So, yeah, I've made several different friends over the years. Yeah,
That's good. I might find a class to go and join when I'm over there.
Yeah, definitely. I could find a few for you. I'm sure lots of them will be happy to have you on board.
Take part rather than instruct.
Yeah.
What have you changed in your diet, if anything, from like do you feel like you make better choices now, or do you just think more about what you're eating, or?
I really do. And the start of the personal training back in 2016, it was about, you know, having all the fresh stuff. Like, we do have fresh stuff anyway as a family, but it's like knowing not to have, like, sauces and stuff that you don't need, like
the things that add up.
Yeah, like, I don't need mayo with my salad. I don't need bread with my salad, or, you know, things that I might have just added in a little slice of bread with my salad, or that sort of thing. And I don't need that. It's enough on its own. And I suppose because I've had stomach troubles as well more recently, which I don't think I've told you about, but I can't get to the point of it all, and digestive issues, doctors say, you know, it's IBS, and I'm trying not to accept that it's IBS because I'm sure there's something going on there, which has also not helped towards the weight loss. You know, doctors say, oh, have you tried cutting out sugar or not having chocolate or sweets? I'm like, well, I don't have them anyway.
Yeah.
It really annoys me.
Another barrier, and another hurdle to sort of... Nothing in life is ever simple, is it, eh? Nothing.
No, it's not. But I have, like you say, have I changed the way I eat? I think it's more, do I really need this? Do I need this now? Or is it just because I want it or I'm bored? Or that sort of thing.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yes, enjoy your food and all that sort of thing. But it's like what I just say to people. It's like, just... People generally know what's good and... I say good and bad food. I don't really like the term good and bad food. But eat what you enjoy. But just be aware of, like, what you're eating. Like, if you want to eat a cake, like, eat a cake. Like, that's fine. But just maybe cut back on, like, the bread roll at the beginning of the meal. And then you sort of allow for it. And you, like, you think of it like a budget. Like, you've got a budget to spend. And then, you know, once you've spent it, you've spent it.
That's true, actually. That's a good way of thinking about it.
And if you can spend your budget on better quality foods because you know they're going to help your body internally, like nutritious foods, so vegetables, you know, good meats and all that kind of thing, is, you know, on the inside they're doing a better job for you than the takeaway is.
Like you say, actually, just thinking about that now, takeaways, I don't remember the last time I had like a Chinese takeaway or an Indian takeaway. We always, if we do, we have chicken and chips over here, but I try to not have the chips because they're so delicious. But and things like sugary drinks, I rarely have them, but if I do have them, I just have one.
That's it, isn't it? And just like you just be careful with it. Do a lot of barbecues.
It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of barbecues.
Yes, we do. More recently, I've been trying to not have like the sauces that go with them, you know, like the gloopy sort of sauces. Just having it plain, like with some lemon, like if it's a chicken breast, have some lemon and oil or mustard on it instead. We do tend to, like, a lot in the summer have barbies. Salads as well, so it's all colourful.
Salads and meat, can't go wrong.
Definitely.
How do you feel now, looking back over like what you've achieved, do you sit there and I think it's what people are quite bad at, is I'm quite bad at, is I never sit there and go,
congratulate yourself.
Yeah. And go, right, a year ago I was there, 2 years ago I was there, and then look how far you... Do you ever look back and go, I've done well, actually?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because that is a huge thing as far as the train, not just about training, but about everything, about a career that I've built. And
yeah,
I definitely have. And I don't give myself the credit sometimes. I think I'm very hard on myself.
I think that's human beings, isn't it, I think?
It's quite natural, I'm sure we all do it, but yeah. I do need to give myself that break, because I have been through a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
And I just need to remind myself that I'm doing really, really well.
Yeah, that's it. 100% it. 100% it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel lazy sometimes if I even sit down and watch some TV. I'm like, nope, must get up, do something. gotta find my next plan, my next journey. Yeah. You know.
Must be up and walking. It's something I'm quite bad at, actually. I never stop. I never stop. You know,
yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the go all the way.
When you told me that, I was like, I don't know if I could get up at 3, maybe 6. But
get all the best work done before anyone else is awake, and there's no distractions.
Absolutely.
And it sort of gives me more time in the afternoons, like with the boys and stuff, when I come back from school.
You've got your energy then, as well, haven't you?
Which actually is something that I need to get better at doing, is rather than keep going and going and going, is actually going, right, you've been working since 3 this morning, you've done that, work stops. Like, you can never complete work. Like, you can never beat it. It's always going to be there, so you need
to put a holder on it. Yeah, empty.
No.
Apparently
you put a holder on it, and then it's like, right, that goes down, that's gone down, now it's family time, and you start that back off tomorrow and go again.
Yeah, family time is so important.
Yeah.
I've realised that since being back here as well. It's just, it's amazing to wake up to people you love every day as well, because I was living in flats with you know, shares with, yes, family, friends, and people who loved me as well, but it is really lovely wake up to...
Yeah.
Your blood.
That's it, isn't it? Right. We've been going. We're going for about 20 minutes, actually. So we'll keep going.
Very good.
We'll keep going. I've got some quick fire questions for you, which I haven't told you.
Okay. Here we go.
They're not difficult, but it might take a little bit of thinking. But if you need some time to think, that's cool. I can then go on to the next one and we'll come back a bit while you have a little think.
They're more... really, really, like, straight away.
Yeah, no, you don't... Have a think of... Have a little, like...
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you could sit down with one person, can be famous or not famous, who you feel like you could learn a lot from in whatever area you wish, who would you sit down with, and what would be the first question that you would ask them?
This is a good... Did you say dead or alive?
It could be dead or alive, yeah. Dead or alive, famous or non-famous.
Dead or alive. And what would my question to them be? The first question.
Who would the person be, and what would your first question be?
Interesting one. I think...
There's no point to this question at all. I'm just interested to see what people say.
Well, funny enough, it's actually a family one, because I never knew our granddad, and I don't think you did either.
No.
Our granddad Bob Townsend.
Yeah.
And I would ask him why he got into the veterinary world.
Why he got... Yeah. No, I don't know, actually. Visiting his grave...
I mean, he always had a passion for it and he studied it, but...
Yeah. Visiting his grave with Dad. Going up there, but yeah.
I never thought about that until now.
He was the first...
British veterinary surgeon.
Is that right? Yeah.
In the Algarve, yeah.
Yeah. That's mental, isn't it?
Well, no.
That's quite a cool question, actually.
He held me, though, actually, at two weeks old, and then he passed away, obviously.
Oh, really?
You never met him.
No, I didn't, actually.
I hear he was a lovely man.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Question number two. You are going on a holiday, all right?
I wish.
You are going to a desert island, and in light of your new fitness journey, You are allowed to take one piece of fitness equipment with you. What would it be and why would you take it?
Do I get to imagine where I'm going?
You're going on a desert island.
Any
desert. Any desert island you want, yeah. You can assume it's nice and warm.
Okay. What equipment would I take? There'll be swimming involved, so maybe... Oh, this is a hard one.
So you like... Are you a swimmer? You like a bit of swimming, don't you?
Yeah. We've got our pool. You've got your pool. I do quite a bit of swimming, but...
Pool in the back garden. Yeah.
Maybe I'd have to say some dumbbells, actually, because you can do so much with them.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, I've heard someone else say a barbell before, but yeah, dumbbells are very similar. Like, do a little bit more.
Kind of like the fact that would just be the only thing you're taking, then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Multi-use, though, aren't they? Variety.
Yeah.
Like, you could do almost everything with them.
Yeah.
Maybe not swim with them.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. You could do some aquasize, like you'd be running in the water with them and doing your fly presses and stuff.
That's some acro aerobic sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I like these questions.
Last one then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, last one. I always have three of them.
Go for it.
I think this will be the hardest one and it might make you think about this a little bit, actually.
Okay. I'll take my time.
Yeah. What is the best bit of advice you have ever been given?
Oh, been given.
Yeah. And then also, if you want to add it on, what's the best bit of advice you've given someone else, if you've ever given someone else?
I know that one, but I'll just think about the first one a second. My first piece of advice someone would give me, I have to say, is be patient. Is that something you would give advice on?
I like that.
Be patient, because I'm the most impatient person ever.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You know, they say all things come to those who wait, and
yeah.
It'll happen when you least expect it. But I'm always expecting it. I'm like, come on, now.
No, that's so a good patient. One, actually. Yeah. Be patient.
So patience, yeah, be patient. And my mum and dad are always telling me that, and they're always right.
Yeah, always right, yeah.
Yeah.
Always right.
The best piece of advice I have ever given anyone, it's more of not necessarily like just one piece of advice, but it would be more on the, because like, you know, our grandma passed away from lung cancer, is to not smoke. My friend actually got one of the books that, you know, to help you stop smoking, and she stopped and she said, you know what, one of the reasons I stopped smoking was because of you.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
And because of her seeing me in hospital as well. I think, it was a nice challenge for her.
Because my dad's actually stopped smoking now as well.
Has he? I didn't know he still smoked.
No, he stopped now.
Fantastic.
A good few years ago, then he went from smoking, he went to then, I think he went to the e-cigarette things, I think.
Mm. I think they smell horrendous.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he went to.
I
don't know how long he hasn't smoked for now, but he hasn't stopped. And that might have been because of his mum.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Dad used to smoke as well. He stopped when I was 4.
Yeah.
Because we found out I had asthma.
And
I've never tried it. So I just hate the smell, and I just don't see why you'd want to put something bad into your body.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense to me why you'd want to hurt yourself slowly.
No. No logic behind that.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's cool. I like those questions.
You don't want to answer them, actually. Done really well. We've not had to cut or paste any of this either. I'm just going to let this roll and put it straight up. One thing that has just clicked into my mind since you were talking about desert islands and swimming.
Oh, desert islands.
I reckon boot camp could come to Portugal.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I reckon that's a click with me just while we've been talking, actually.
That'd be brilliant, because I know quite a lot of places here that would accommodate you.
I think this might be something I look into. I like this.
I think we're onto something here, because you've got your local guide and I speak Portuguese as well, so that could really help you.
So I can do the exercises, you can do
the logistics,
the tourist bits and the activities.
I can sort out all the transport, accommodation, etc.
I like it. I think we should look into this.
Townsend training
comes abroad.
Make it
a real family.
Exactly.
A real family affair and mix it over
the
waters.
The only way is Townsend.
Yeah. There we are. That's the name. That might be a name right there. Might be a name.
Yes.
For a boot camp retreat. If you're listening to this and you want to come to a boot camp retreat in Portugal, you send me a message and see what interest we can get going.
See about it, because there's so many beautiful places, especially Western Algarve is stunning.
Yeah. And it's a nice part of the world, isn't it? Like, it's a good place to go and see, not just to come and do exercise, but actually you could see.
Yeah, if you want to make a holiday, a proper holiday out of it, either side, then that's brilliant. It's only 2.5 hours from London.
Yeah.
Into it.
Next summer, I reckon. Probably a bit late for this summer.
Yeah, 2020. Let's go for
it. I think they've been and gone. It's pouring down the rain here, so.
Delightful.
Maybe that's why
I'm afraid to say it's not here. Sorry.
Yeah. Nice. I put a picture of your garden up on my Instagram, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Saying, the podcast guest we've got coming up is I'm sat here and she's probably sat around there.
Yeah. I like it. Well, in a few weeks' time, how many days is it?
25 days, yeah. And then,
Then we get.
I can't remember the last time I had a holiday. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had a holiday, actually. I'm probably owed one, I think. Probably owed one.
I know people always say, oh, but you live in a holiday destination. I'm like, yeah, but I don't go on holiday.
Yeah, still have to do work, don't you?
Still got to work, yeah.
Talking about work then, if people want to find out more about what you do,
yes.
Where can they find you?
They can find me at the minute. I've only got a Facebook page, which is obviously facebook.com/AbigailVoices.
Nice.
And then you'll be able to see the majority of my work there, because a lot of the time I'm not able to share it because of copyright
and stuff.
Materials. But the majority that I am allowed to share is all on my page.
Yeah. I will put it all in the little notes section underneath the episode, on the podcast as well, so people can find it.
That'd be great. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll do that on there. Is that where you are mostly? Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, just Facebook at the moment. I'm hoping to get a website next year sorted. That's what I am on Facebook.
Are you working on anything at the minute?
I've always got a list of things creatively that I want to do. But I'm actually learning lines currently for Dorothy for The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
we're
going to
be performing in the Algarveans Theatre Group.
The Algarveans Theatre Group.
Yeah,
nice.
It's the amateur dramatics theatre group, and such an amazing bunch of people are joining forces to make this happen. So,
yeah.
Can't wait to get started with that.
I've got a member who does. She's actually a teacher, but she volunteers and does a load of acting. Me and Ali went and watched. When was it? February, March, I think. And she does that, it's like volunteer acting, I think, on stages and stuff. And over the weekend, she was doing Sister Act, I think.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Like the musical.
Yeah, I think, it's sort of musicals and stuff like that. But yeah, she...
It sounds, in London?
No, this was down in...
Local.
Yeah, down. It's like not far from Stonehenge, like Warminster direction. Mm. And like proper stages and stuff like that with like a seat, when I saw you years ago at that place in just
you
outside
came to
of London.
One of my drama performances, didn't you? My drama school.
And I didn't recognise your voice, I remember that.
That's what I can do, I can put on all these different voices.
I was sitting there next to my mum and going, well, which one is she? Not that
which one is
like,
she?
Yeah, I was like, well, that doesn't sound like her.
Silly.
Yeah, doesn't sound like her. No, that's really good. That's really good.
Great.
I'll put that in there anyway, all at the bottom, so people can find you and have a look, see what you've got going on.
Thank you very much, Cuz.
It's all right. Any questions you want to ask me? Anything?
I have one written down, actually, for you.
Don't put me on the spot, though.
And I'm sure you've posted about this before as well, but it's about weight, because weight for me, like, for example, last week when I first started my PT session, I measured myself everywhere I took, before pictures, and I also weighed myself, and this week I've lost centimetres,
like
a few centimetres, like on the arms and the legs and waist and stuff, but I've not lost the weight, and I know a lot of the time you can be the same weight and you might not
Yeah.
Like,
so,
read it or lose it, but yeah, can you explain that why? To your viewers? Yeah.
So, there can be a whole list of reasons, and I just because you haven't moved weight doesn't mean you haven't lost body fat. And that's what, like, if you ask most people, I was like, right, what's your goal? I want to lose weight. Actually, what they really want to do is lose body fat.
It's body fat, yeah. Right. Okay.
And if you sort of look at a graph, body fat will go down as a straight line. As long as you're doing the right things, so you're moving more and eating less, in yeah. like, in simply, but body fat will go down in a straight line. Body weight, even if you're doing the right thing to lose body fat, will still, like, almost like zigzag up and down with peaks and troughs, and it will go high and low, high and low, high and low. And I did a video about it, actually, the other day. It wasn't the other day, it was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I'm sure you did it. I think I remember seeing it.
I stood on the scales, and say, for example, I was 70 kilos. And then went and drunk a litre of water. So I haven't eaten any calories. I haven't drunk any calories. Got back on the scales, and it said 71 kilos. That's 30 seconds apart, and all I've done is drunk some water, which has got no calories in it. And that is... It's not how silly it is, but that's
how people's mindset goes,
how much it affects. And long term, sort of, so that's a short term thing, is if you've got more fluid in you, and you, what's your body? 70% water? Like, your muscles hold water, and that sort of, like, your body fat will hold water. So water will make you go up and down. Stress will affect how much water your body basically holds, but it ain't gonna hold it forever. Water doesn't stay around for very long. But if you're quite stressed, your body will not fluff up, but it will hold on to water, and that can be a reason why. If you have, say for example, like a real simple way of doing it, say for example, you had a packet of sweets the night before. So you weigh yourself Tuesday morning, you weigh 70 kilos, you eat your normal food for the day. You then have a packet of sweets because you've allowed for the packet of sweets. You've got that in there. That's cool.
Yeah.
So quite high in sugar, quite high in glucose. And you have that just before you go to bed. Probably not a great idea because it might keep you up. But you then have your usual water. You then get up in the morning. What your body is going to do is it's going to break down the sugar and the sweets, and it's going to store it. It's going to store it in your muscles.
And stores it overnight. Then.
Yeah, and basically when your muscles store glucose, it pulls water in with it. So when it uses it for energy, it's called glucose. When it stores it, it's glycogen. As it's being stored in the muscles as glycogen, it pulls water in as well, which means you're then not going to go to the toilet as much in the morning. Because your body's holding on to it, because it's got the sugar in, it's got the sugar in the muscles, if you like, which is holding on to the water at the same time. But then when you get on the scales in that morning, on Wednesday morning, you're slightly heavier, and you're like, what on earth is going on? I ate really well yesterday. The sweets I accounted for was part of my calories. What's going on?
But it's storing it,
It's just storing your water,
Interesting.
Looking at it long-term as well, is if you are exercising and you are doing some sort of resistance training, particularly if you're new to exercise, and even if you're not, and if you're like starting to lift more weights or lift it more times or do it with shorter rest, if you like, so the intensity of your exercise is going up, is your body will develop muscle. It's not going to turn you into a bodybuilder, because you would have to eat like an unbelievable amount, and for females it's even harder. Like, blokes have been trying to put on muscle for years, they cannot do it overnight. If they if they could, they all would.
Yeah. But they're looking for a quick fix as well.
Yeah, you would develop muscle. Not get bigger, but get more toned. And that's what a lot of people say. I want to get toned. So actually what you want to do is you want to lose body fat and increase your muscle a little bit. Because if you didn't increase your muscle or develop your muscles and you just lost weight, you'd end up just a skin and bones. Like, there'd be no muscle there because you haven't developed it, if you like. A muscle weighs more than fat, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, 5 kilos of muscle is the same as 5 kilos of fat because it's weight. But that 5 kilos of muscle will be a lot smaller in size compared to the 5 kilos of fat.
Okay.
Because
it's
dense. That's the word I'm looking for. It's more dense. It's more weight dense. So it weighs more, even though it takes up less space. So when you take your photos, you take your measurements, you look in the mirror, you're smaller in image size.
Yeah.
But you might weigh more.
Yeah,
because muscle weighs more than fat. You've lost the muscle. So you've lost 5 kilos of muscle of fat. You've gained 5 kilos of muscle. But because of the size difference, you're smaller than you were originally. But you weigh the same.
That's interesting. Thank you for clearing that up. It's always a constant battle. You know, you don't want to be fixated on numbers. But it does help as a guide, obviously. But
It is a good guide. It's a good guide, and that's all I sort of say to people is a guide.
Just not to be obsessed about
Yeah, don't be obsessed about it. Like, and I sort of give people two options. There's two ways you can do it. You can either weigh yourself every single day. As long as you can get on the scales with no emotional connection to what that number says, you're all right.
I just did that this morning.
Because it'll go up and down. It'll go up and down. Day to day. And if you're getting on every day, you'll see it. You'll be 60 kilos, 58, 62, 51.
Yeah.
And it'll go up, down, you'll go, what?
Sure,
and then it'll suddenly click in your head and go, he's right. It goes up and down all over the place. Yeah. As long as you don't have any emotional connections and you're just almost tracking it, do that. So you either weigh yourself every day or you don't weigh yourself at all.
Yeah.
Because what you could do is I try and do it in my head quickly in maths. It's say, for example, you weighed yourself on a Sunday. Every Sunday, that's what a lot of people do, like the weekly weighing.
Yeah.
You weigh yourself on the first Sunday of the month and you weigh 50 kilos. That's probably a bit, 70 kilos. Let's call it 70 kilos. On the Monday, you're 69. Then you're 68. Then you're 69. Yeah. 67, 65, 66.
Yeah.
To the Saturday. So you're now, your average is probably what? About 68, let's call it. So your average is now 2 kilos less. That's quite a lot to lose over a week. But you then get back on the scales on the Sunday. And for whatever reason, you've had a stressful Saturday. You've had a little packet of sweets. You've had
a burger.
You know, yeah, whatever it happens to be. You then get on the scales and you then weigh 71 kilos. You're then looking at that going,
what's happening? You'd be so annoyed with yourself, wouldn't you?
But I've been good all week. And actually, the reason you're slightly heavier is because you've just got a little bit more water in your body. Or you've weighed yourself at a different time of day, which can affect it. And then that's when people then throw it in and just go, I'm not doing this anymore. I've worked hard for a week and I've gone up a kilo.
Yeah, it's not worth it. No. Yeah.
So it's either every day or not at all.
Or not at all. Okay, and that's good to know.
At the end of the day, all that number
I do prefer to do it with like measurements and clothes, how they fit and feel.
That's a good, like the best way is either a photo or clothes, like trousers. Put trousers on, they're getting a bit tight. Cool. Put trousers on a couple of weeks later. Oh, these are a bit baggy. You know what you've done.
Nice feeling.
Yeah.
Excuse to go shopping, isn't it?
That's it, isn't it? Yeah. All weight is your gravitational pull to the middle of the earth, like in a number form. That's all it is. That's all it is. A good guide, but don't get stuck by it. Do it more on how the trousers feel, and actually, if you're happy as you are, why do you need to lose any more weight? Why do you need to lose it? Like, if you feel happy as you are, you've won the game.
Yeah, like, it's the toning, isn't it? Like you say, that's what needs to happen or want to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much for clearing that up.
Because we have gone on for 42 minutes
on
this podcast recording. Might well be the longest one
ever.
I've ever done.
Brilliant.
But I'll leave you on the line for a minute. Podcasters, thank you for listening. Hopefully you've made it back this far. Like I said, if you want to find out anything about what Abby does, I will put all the bits and pieces in the notes below. This was really good. There's some really, really good information here, actually. And we didn't really have much of a plan. And we've gone backwards and forwards and we've got loads of stuff in there. Talk about mindset, diet, exercise and all that stuff. A little bit about what she does and stuff like that and how different countries differ. So that is a really, really good one. So thank you, Abby, for joining us. Thank you, podcast listeners, for listening. And I will catch you again next week. That's all right.